This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 482 for Friday, July 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Futures canola contracts are higher on Friday due to stronger edible oils. The November canola contract is up $4.10 at $4.83.50 per ton. The January contract is up $4.30 at $4.90.80 per ton. Farmer selling of canola picked up in the latest weekly report from the Canadian Grain Commission. At more than 496,000 tons, producer deliveries are up nearly 39% for the week ending July 12th. Canola exports are nearly 188,000 tons, and domestic usage is almost 171,000 tons. Rapeseed production in the European Union is at a 15-year low with 17 million tons. Reduced production in France and the United Kingdom is offsetting increases in Germany and Poland. The Canadian dollar is down this afternoon by 0.2 cents at 73.67 U.S. cents. In the United States, corn is in the critical pollination phase. With dryness in the corn belt, there is cause for concern about corn's development. The USDA reports a private sale today of 126,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Delivery is for the 2020-21 marketing year. Brazil reports that soybean acres this year are to increase to almost 94 million, up from 91 million last year. As for Brazil's soybean exports, expectations are for 9 million tons in July to bring this year's total so far to 70 million. Projections for next year put exports at 80 million tons. In Argentina, wheat planting is 91% complete and conditions rate 22% good to excellent. In France, the wheat harvest is 47% complete. Rain this week has been slowing harvest progress. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The August contract is up 4.5 cents at $8.98 per bushel. August soy oil is up by more than 0.6 cents at 29.92 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down 50 cents at $2.86.50 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Friday, with September contract up 3 cents at $3.33 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the September contract down 3.5 cents at $2.80. Wheat futures are steady to lower on Friday. Chicago September is down 0.5 cent at $5.35. Kansas City September is unchanged at $4.49. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is down 3 at $5.12. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, July 17th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.